Shalom to all! Today's daf is about Basar Daf Samach Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new parak. And today's daf is sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha, Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah, Le'ilu Nishmas, Marsh Rivka Basar Meir Zev, Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah, Le'ilu Nishmas, Marsh Froma Rezal Basar Shlomi Yaakov, Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah, and she should be Melitz Yeshur for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now, these next two prakim deal mainly with the sale of property, and the discussions revolve around what's assumed to be included in the sale. Is it just a house or field that's being sold, or are other things such as storage units, additions, pits, and the like included? Now, the general idea is that anything which is considered part and parcel of the basic usage of the property is included, but anything which could be considered separate is not included in the sale, unless, of course, it's clearly stipulated. Now, some of these gemaras could seem perhaps strange and a little bit difficult to wrap our heads around, because imagine after years of saving up, finally buying a house, and the seller telling you afterwards, by the way, the garage isn't included, because it's not halachically part of the usage of the house. That's a little bit challenging for us to understand, but from a purely halachic perspective, that's how it is. And so with that in mind, the Mishnah tells us, Hamechaz Abayas, if a person sells a house, Loi Machar Yitzia. The Yitzia, which is some sort of room which is attached to the house, is not included in the sale. Even though it's open into the house, so really you might look at it as part of the house, nonetheless, the Yitzia is not part of the house. And furthermore, not a cheder, a room which is in the back of the house, this is like a storage room of sorts, that's not considered part of the house either, and it's not part of the sale. Not the roof either, if it has a fence around it, which is 10 tefachim high, so it's considered something unique in and of itself, and it's not officially part of the house. Rabbi Huda says, Im yesh letzuras pesach, if the way to get onto the roof is a proper tzuras pesach, it's a proper doorway, and it's not just like a trap door, even if the fence around the roof is not 10 tefachim high, it's not officially part of the sale. So first the Gemara clarifies, my yitzio. What exactly is this word yitzio? What does it mean? And the answer is, hachar tegimu, over here it's explained, after some sort of low building or room, which is attached to the side or back of the house. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, bidka chalila, it's the same idea as afta, it's this low room which is attached to the side or back of the house, but it's Chalila, which means it's very open, it has a lot of windows, letting in a lot of light and air. According to the Manda Amar, that this Yitzia is an Afta, and it's not officially part of the sale of the house, so for sure, Bidka Chalila is not part of the house, because it's considered much less part of the house than an Afta is. Whereas the Manda Amar, Bidka Chalila, according to the Manda Amar, that this Yitzia mentioned in the Mishnah is referring to a Bidka Chalila, and that's not included as part of the sale, Aval Afta Mizdavna. But an Afta, according to this Manda Amar, is officially part of the sale, because, as we said, it's attached to the house, and it's even open into the house, and therefore it's considered part of the usage of the house. I turn Rav Yosef teaches, Shalei Shemes Yashlai. There's three different names describing the same exact thing. Yitzia, Tzela, and Ta. All these are some sort of room or chamber which is attached to the main structure. And we're going to see the source for all these in regards to the Beis HaMikdash. Yitzia, Tichsev, it says in the Pasuk in regards to the Beis HaMikdash, HaYitzia Tachtoina, the lower Yitzia, Chamesh Ba'ama Rachba, was 5 Amos wide. This had to do with a series of chambers, one on top of another, which were attached to the outside of the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. The lower one was 5 amos, the one right above it was 6, and the one above that was 7 amos. As we see this lashon of yitzia being used, which again is this chamber or this room attached to the main building. Tzela, where do we see this used? Dichsev, the pasuk in describing the third base of mikdash tells us, v'atzlois, tzela al tzela, shalish u'shleishim pa'amim, in regards to the tzela'is, one tzela after another, 33 times. And this is also describing chambers that are in the base of mikdash, and we see the word tzela being used. And ta, what about this word? Dichsev, the pasuk tells us, v'ata kana echad oirech v'kana Echad Rachav, the Ta, this chamber is one kana long and one kana wide, Ubein HaTaim, Chamesh Amos, and in between the time is 5 Amos. Vibay Seim Mehacha, or alternatively, we could say that this is the source for it. We have Mishnah Maseches Midas that describes the Beis HaMikdash, and it tells us, Kaisal HaHechel, Sheish, the wall of the Hechel itself was 6 Amos wide, Vata, Sheish, and the Ta itself was Sheish, Kaisal HaTa, Chamesh, and the wall of the Ta was 5. We have another source that the word Ta is describing this chamber of sorts, which is attached to the main building over here, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Now back to our Mishnah, Armor. Mazucha tells us, Vuhuda hava arba amos, it has to be that it's 4 amos. Meaning when we say this room, this yitzia, is not considered part of the sale of the house, it has to be 4 amos. And that way it's considered chashuv in and of itself, and that's why it's not part of the house. Now, Amr Levi and Mazucha, Ravina told Mazucha, Lidi Dach, according to you, the Amit ad hava arba amos, that it has to be 4 amos. Alameat, if that's really so, gabe bar, what about in regards to a bar that's in a house? Now, later on, we have a mission that says, Loyas a bar, Veleas a dos, that a bar or a dos, which are two different types of pits, are not included in the sale of a house. Even though in the contract in the sale of the house, the description of the depth and the height of the house is written, still a bar and dus are not included. Really, the difference should be whether or not this bar or dus is 4 amos. If it's 4 amos, then it's not included in the sale. Whereas if it's not 4 amos, it should be included in the sale. It's not mashma like that in the Mishnah. So the response to this is Hachi Ashes is really so. Over there, when we're discussing a house which is being sold that has a bar in it, each one has its own unique use. usage. That's what Tashmisha Lechud is. The house is used for one thing, and the bar is used for something completely different. It's used for storing water in it, usually. And therefore, we would say that a bar is never included in the sale of a house, no matter how big or small it is. But Hach over here, when we're talking about a Yitzia, which is basically a room attached to the house, both the house and this room have the same exact Tashmish. They're used the same exact way. And therefore, if this room, which is attached to the house, is 4x4 Amos, then it's considered a Chashiv, and it's something by itself, and it's not included in the sale, Ve'ilai, Loi Chashiv. But if it's not 4 Amos, it's not considered something Chashiv by itself, and therefore it is included in the sale. A room that's behind the house, it's meant for storage, that's not included in the sale of the house. So the Gemara asks, if the Mishnah just told us that a Yitzia type room is not included in the sale, do you even have to tell me that a Cheder is not included in the sale? A Yitzia is literally the same exact thing as the house, just a room that happens to be attached to the main part of the house. As we just said before, the Tashmish is exactly the same. They're both used for the same exact things. Whereas a Cheder, this room behind the house, is used for storage, is not the same use as the house. It's storage, and it's not for living purposes. So obviously, if a Yitzia is not included in the sale, a Cheder is not included in the sale either. What does the Mishnah have to tell us that for? So Gemara Sama Chalafon based on top answer is Loi, that's not so. Tzricha is necessary to teach us both. Dafagav de Matzali Mitzri Avroi, even though he described the borders on the outside, nonetheless, it's not included. So over here we have something important. There are technically two different ways to describe boundaries of something that's being sold. One is by describing the house itself and all of its specifics and landmarks. For example, he could say, the house that I'm selling you, the western wall is 20 feet long, northern wall 30, eastern wall X amount, and the like. Or option two is by describing the extremities of the property. The western border is Misha's house, north is Aaron's, east is David's, and south is Shlomo's. Now, even though option one is much more precise because there's no room for confusion, the exact borders and boundaries and specifics of what's being sold are being listed in the document. The second option is much more practical because the one known to outsiders, everyone else sees the house from the outside and they don't know what's inside it, and they aren't necessarily aware that there's a storage room in the house, so it's not really helpful to use that room as part of the property description. And that's what the Gemara is answering, that even though when he was describing the sale of the house, he used these outside boundaries, if you will, and so you were to think that means that everything that's within these boundaries is included in the sale, even a cheder which is attached to the house, this room that's meant for storage, the chiddush is that no, he's not selling that, he's really just selling the house itself. And again, the only reason why he used those outside boundaries as description is just to make it easier to understand where exactly this house is. And where do we get this? Because Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman Omer Rabbi Ravua, Hamecha Basa Chaveroi, if a person sells a house to his friend, Bebir Gedoyla, in a large building. So this Bebir Gedoyla could either be referring to an apartment building, or we're saying that he's selling him a house, it means he's selling him an apartment in the apartment building, or it could be understood perhaps better as a complex of sorts. This Bebir Gedoyla is like the large central part of the complex, perhaps the hangout room, the social hall, the main lobby, if you will, and then everyone else has homes in this complex attached to the Bebir Gedoyla. So either which way, somebody sold a bias in a Bebir Gedoyla. Even though the way he described the borders was by using the chitzonim, the outside borders, mitzarm herchivlai. He was just widening the borders and he wasn't selling him the entire complex. He wasn't selling the whole apartment building. He was just selling him one house in this entire area. And the way he was describing it was by saying that it's in this large complex. And now we just clarify Rav Nachman. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Even if you want to say the karulei labayas bias that people call a house, ulabira bira, and a bira, this large area, a bira. So pshita, it's obvious. Bias ovenlay, bira lay ovenlay. He only sold him a bias and not a bira, because that's what he told him. I'm selling you a bias. I would rather you want to say the labira nami karula bias, that people call a bira a bias. Well, then if that's so, kule is ovenlay. That means that he's selling him everything, and he's not just selling him a bias, a house, or an apartment in this large complex. He's selling him the entire complex. That's what's from Nachman's chiddush over here. The answer is loy tzricha. The whole chiddush is deruba karula labias bias labira bira. The majority of people call a bias and a bira bira. Ve'ekanami de labira karula bias, and some people call a bira a bias. And therefore, by the time you might have thought kule is ovenlay, that he really meant to sell him the entire thing, because even though he told him, I'm selling you a bias, since when he described the borders of this bias, he described where it was by using the description of the bira, you might think that he sold him the entire bira, the entire complex, the whole apartment building. Kamashman, the chiddush is that no, he only sold him a bias, an apartment, or one house. Because he should have written in the sale document, that I didn't leave anything in the sale for myself. But he didn't write that. We see from here, Shiri Shire, that he did leave something for himself, and therefore, once again, even though he told me selling him a bias, but he described the bira, he's not selling him a bira, he's just selling him a bias. And again, that's the answer to our Mishnah, that even though when he's selling him a house, he described the outer extremities of the board of the house, and you might think that that includes a cheder, which is attached to the house, it's not including that. Now, we just have a very similar memory from Rav Nachman, if a person sells an individual field to his friend in a large bika, which is basically a very large area that has multiple fields, even though the way he described this individual field was by using the outer borders of the entire bika, Ali, he really was just widening those borders for him. And as we had said before, he's really just trying to clarify the general area where this particular field is, but he's not selling him the entire Bikka. And we once again ask the same question, Hechidami, what exactly is Rav Nachman talking about? Elim, if you want to say the Karolei L'Sada Sada L'Bikka Bikka, that everyone calls a Sada Sada and a Bikka Bikka, Pshita, it's obvious, a Sada Zavin Le Bikka Loi Zavin Le. He only sold him an individual field and he didn't sell him the entire Bikka. Val, rather, you want to say the L'Bikka Nami Karolei L'Sada, that a Bikka is also called a Sada? Well, then Kula Zavin Le. That means he sold him the entire thing, because when he sold him the Sada, he described the borders of the Bikka. That means that he's selling him the entire Bikka. And so what's the Chiddush over here? The answer is, let's read the whole Chiddush is, the Ikka del Sada Karolei Sada L'Bikka Bikka, then the majority of people call a Sada Sada and a Bikka Bikka. However, if Ikka Nami del Bikka Karolei Sada, some people call a Bikka Sada, and Madatim Kulei Zavin Le, he really intended to sell him the entire thing. Kamash Mon, the Chiddush is that he did not sell him everything, and he only sold him an individual field in this large Bikka. And how do we know that? Because in the Havalei L'Michtav Le, he should have written the following for him in the sale document, Loi Shires Bezvini Ilin Kadamai Klom, I'm not leaving anything for myself in the sale, Veloi Kaz of Le, but he didn't write that for him. Shema Mino, the Chiddush is, Shiri Shire, that the seller is leaving something for himself, meaning he's selling only one field and not the entire Bikka. And now just clarify, Utsricha, we have to have both of these memros, one regarding a house being sold in a large complex, and one regarding this field being sold in the large Bikka. The Yeshmina bias, if we only had the memro of the house, I might say, Mishum the Hotash Mishalachod, Hotash Mishalachod, that each thing has its own unique Tashmish, a house is used for one thing, and the Bira is used for a different thing. It's over there, I would say, he's only selling him a bias and not the entire Bira. Aval Bikka, when we're talking about a large area that has a bunch of fields, the Kul Chod Tashmishahi, everything here has the same purpose. It's all fields meant for the same thing, plowing and planting. I might say he sold him everything because, again, he sold him a field, but he described the Bikka, so maybe he really sold him the whole Bikka. And therefore, we have to say that no, he's only selling him a field. And Yashmina Bikka, if we only had the case of Bikka, I might say Mishum Dolei Havalei Mimtzarlei. The only reason why he described the borders of the Bikka is because that was the only way to describe the borders. How else is he supposed to tell the fellow, I'm selling you a field in this Bikka? There aren't really clear demarcations of each individual field. So the only way he's able to describe what field he's selling him is by saying, this field is in this Bikka, and the Bikka on the northern side is bordered by Aaron's property, and on the eastern side by Moshe, and south and west by David and Shlaima, and that's the only way to describe it. Aval bias, but in regards to the sale of a house, which is part of a larger complex, the Havalei L'Mimtzarlei, he should have described the precise borders, because he could have. He could have said this house and not that house, V'loi Matzarlei, but he didn't do so. Kulei Zavinlei, maybe he is selling him the entire thing. Tzricha, that's why we have to have this memory as well. I think Mark continues with this. K'man Oza Hada Omer Rav Mari Breid Bas Shmuel Mishmei Da Abaye. According to whom did Rav Mari Breid Bas Shmuel say the following, the name of Abaye? Hai Mandib Zamnilei Midil Chavrei, a fellow sold something to his friend. Tzarech L'michtav Le, he has to write for him. Loi Shires Bezvini Ilin Kodamai Klum, I'm not leaving anything over for myself in this sale. K'man, who's this like? Rav Nachman or Rav Arvua. It's like Rav Nachman Shem Rav Arvua, who had told us before that when a person is selling something that comes along with a number of other things, if he's selling everything in the package, it's all inclusive, he has to write very clearly, I'm not leaving anything over for myself. And now we have a story about this. Ha'ud Amr Le'chavri fellow told his friend, Aron Debechia Mizavnon Alach, I'm selling you land Debechia. Now this is a property that he had bought from Reb Chia, that's why it's called Aron Debechia. And so he's selling him this property. Now, Havalei Tarti Arasa, Dahav Miskarin Debechia. This fellow had two properties that were called Debechia. Amr Vash Rashi says, Chad Amr Le, Tarti Lo Amr Le. He only told him, I'm selling you a land. He didn't tell him, I'm selling you lands or properties. Now, V'Amr Le Arasa Stama, if he had told him Stam, I'm selling you lands or properties, plural, then Miyad Arasa, Shtaim, we know the minimum of plural is two, so he would have to sell him two, or both of them if he only had two. And V'Amr Le, if he told him, Kal Arasa, all of the lands, Kal Arasa de Isle, he would have to sell him all of his lands, Lamar Basunu Pardisi, except for orchards in different cultivated areas, because they're not included in the word Arasa. However, V'Amr Le Zihara, if he used this word Zihara, Afilu Be Basunu Pardisi, you'd even have to sell him these orchards and cultivated lands, because that's included in the word Ziara. However, Labar Bativ Avdi, he does not have to give him his houses and servants because those aren't included in the word Ziara. If he told him, I'm giving you my Nechasim, Afilu Bativ Avdi, he even has to give him his houses and servants because they're included in the word Nechasim. However, he does not have to give him his Metaltolin, his movable objects, because they are not included in the word Nechasim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to discussing the borders of a property and what's included in a sale. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.